if you have too many people spending the night at your house, and you have to make a bed for some of the children, maybe on the floor. What do you call that?
Call that a paddock.
Okay. And you've got a river out around here. Is that land along the river? Is that, you've got a word that means flat land right beside the river, maybe rich land, good land for?
Yeah, well, oh, you would call that rich land if it's down side the river, because it's plenty of moist.
Sure.
Yeah.
You ever say bottom land or interval land?
That's some of them call it bottom, because sometimes they came planting down in that flat land and call it bottom land.
Can you tell me several different kind of roads that you have now or that you remember? Different kinds of roads, you know, what they're made of.
Yeah, well, we have pale roads and dirt roads and
Field
roads.
What kind?
Dirt road, you know.
Yeah.
And we have field roads.
What's a field road?
Well, that's a road that go around the field.
Oh, yeah.
That ain't a highway.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what are those paved roads made out of? Are there two? There's one that's a black one.
Mm-hmm. I call that tar.
Okay, and what about that one that's lighter?
I call that gravel.
Okay, what about if it's smooth?
Let me see.
You know, it's rolled on, like they make porches out of.
All I can say, that's a smooth road. I don't know what the name to give it.
You know, that tar-like one is black.
That's right.
And there's another one.
You put gravel on it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then if you pour stuff on top of that, and they say it's paved with concrete.
Mm-hmm.
But instead of saying it's a concrete road, would you say it's a you're used cement or cement?
Cement road.
Is it, you use that word?
Some of them use cement road.
Okay. And that tar is what they call that stuff. You can say a tar road. Another way of saying a tar road would be a
paved road.
Paved road, or you ever say asphalt?
Yeah, they put asphalt on it.
Okay.
They put so much on the roads now.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got a word for that grassy strip between the sidewalk and the street? You know that little strip of grass in there?
Uh-huh.
What, we don't much have a word for that, I don't think, around here, do we?
Let me see. Some folk call it, I forget what sort of grass they call that. Yeah, I know what you're talking about, side of the street.
Yeah.
And I forget the name of that grass.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you think of it, let me know. Well, I think maybe in some places they just don't have a word for that. If you think of it, maybe tell me tomorrow. What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country? You got a special word for it, you just call it a ditch?
Yeah, I call it a ditch hole water.
Okay. You ever call it a barrel ditch or a bar ditch or a grader ditch or a drain or anything like that?
Well, you can call it a drain ditch, because a lot of them ditch off the drain and water out the fields.
Okay.
You can call it a drain ditch.
Okay. Have you got a word that you use for a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats but, you know, doesn't hunt or doesn't do anything constructive?
Mm-hmm.
What would you call it?
A lazy dog.
Okay. What is the name for the sound that horses make at feeding time? You know, they go,
In feeding time,
mm-hmm.
I say a hungry sign. Oh, the hungry, he's hauling for something to eat.
He's ready to eat.
Yeah.
Have you got a word that you'd say, listen to that horse?
Sound.
Yeah, like a dog barks or a cat meows or a horse. Would you use the word knickers or whinnies, either one?
I say wheatly.
What?
Wheatly.
Uh-huh. Okay. If you have a chicken bone shaped like this, what do you call it? You know, children like to do that, pull breaking it apart. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Comes out of the breast.
Mm-hmm.
Point